When you build something as a parent for your kid and you finally finish that project, it is like the greatest feeling of all time. Brian, you put together that pool recently. How long did that take you?
It's just an inflatable pool. And with the pump, it took only about 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. But what about the water?
Oh, wow, not too bad for you.
Oh, the water. Well, turning on the hose was a hassle.
I know, it's hard.
It takes
wrist strength.
One of my buddies got a playground for his kid recently. I think he's still attempting to build said playground that he got a month ago.
Oh, like one of those swing sets that go in the back.
You got to wait till a family reunion
and everyone gets involved.
I bring it up because DIY Kai was in full effect, and I had my greatest accomplishment as a builder yesterday.
Oh, congratulations, because this is something you've had problems with in the past.
Yes, exactly. Any guesses on what I built for Sophia yesterday? That took me roughly an hour and a half-ish.
Ooh, I was going to say a bunk bed, but that would take you a day. I'd say a picnic table, one of those little picnic tables.
That is a great guess. Incorrect. Brian?
Let me check the Facebook page. Oh, cool. A power wheel.
He's just so good, isn't
Little
he?
Little brother syndrome.
How did you guess?
I was right.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I forgot I posted it an hour ago. Either way, built her first Power Wheel, and this is a Jeep lookalike knockoff Power Wheel, because the best part in all of this is the name of said Power Wheel. It's not a Jeep, even though it looks like one. It's called the... Not a Jeep Sahara, it's the Jetson Safari, which is the funniest thing to me. I opened the box, I'm like, oh man, this thing looks awesome. It looks like a Jeep. And then I saw the name of it, a Jetson Safari.
I'm imagining the conference room where they were throwing up, you know, brainstorming names on the board like Jetsons, Jungle. Jerry, you know
what can we say, but we can't say Jeep because we didn't buy the rights
to
Jeep.
Start with a J and start with an S, and has to have an H in it.
Yes, but today is the first day that she'll be able to ride it. It's been charging. I've been having to hide it from her because it would be sad for her to wake up and not be able to use it. It's funny. I got up this morning and it's like right next to my bed. Like when I get up, it's right there, fully charged and ready to go. And
should have taken that thing to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Top speed, 3.5 miles per
hour.
Don't
go uphill. They do not
go
well uphill.
But I did have a good idea, and that is I saw this message the other day that our Wendell Falls 4th of July golf cart parade is this weekend.
Oh, perfect for the Jetson.
Now, for the Jetson Safari. And so this is not Sephora, Safari. Okay.
Not Safari, Safara.
Safara. Not with an I, with an A at the end. Sorry, it's so silly, right? Obviously, she won't be able to take it for a ride in the golf cart parade, but I do have this great visual of her, at least as they're lining up to get her Jetson Safara at the front of the parade line,
absolutely,
of her sitting in it before the parade takes off. How hilarious would that be?
I think it'd be amazing. Why not? I bet she drives that thing better than JT drives his car, too.
You are probably right. So see the pictures if you'd like one for your kid. Doesn't take too long to build. Fortunately, I didn't have to use the tools that much. A lot of pop-in for DIY
Good
Kai
for
over
you.
Here. But the Jetson Safari, available for you to see right now on our Facebook page. Kyle,
by the way,
Brian,
she hasn't driven
Sarah.
It yet, so we still don't know if this is really successful.
There's still a chance that it might just fall apart when she turns it on.
Good point, but I can tell you, I can confirm that the battery works on the Jetson Safari, Brian. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.